It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and by now you've heard of the passing of Steelers coach Chuck Knoll, who died over the weekend, died late Friday at the age of 82 of natural causes. Many people around the city remembering the great coach, the only coach ever to win four Super Bowls. And we're joined now by former Steeler linebacker Andy Russell. Andy Russell, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for the call, Paul.
You played for Chuck Knoll from his first season in 1969 until you retired in 1976 after being a part of two Super Bowl-winning teams. Your first season with the Steelers was 1963, so you were there for a few years before Chuck Knoll got there. Describe the atmosphere with the Steelers pre-Chuck Knoll and then how it changed after he got there.
Well, my rookie year, 1963, we almost won the championship. People forget that. We played the final game of the year, and what would have then been the NFL championship game if we'd won it. But we lost it to the New York Giants. Anyway, I went to the military in 64 and 5, and I came back in 66, and all the great players that we had had on that 63 team from the 50s were gone, guys like Ernie Stuttner, Hall of Famer, and we were struggling to win in 66, 67, 68. We had a lot of good guys, and we had constant team meetings to talk and discuss what's our problem. Do we have flawed psyches? Are we not trying hard enough? You know, what's wrong? And, and then in 69, they hired Coach Knoll, and he told us what was wrong. In his first speech, he said, you know, the exact words, but what he said was, I've been watching the game film since I took the job, and I can tell you guys why you've been losing. You could have heard a pin drop in this room. It was just like, he knows why. He said, the reason you've been losing is you're not any good. You're not fast enough. You're not quick enough. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. I'm gonna have to get rid of most of you. Well, five of us made it from that room to the Super Bowl in 74.
And so why did he keep you, Andy? What was it that he saw in you that told him, hey, this is a guy I want to have on my team?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because I actually got a call from him at my office in the off season prior to training camp. And he asked me to come over and see him in his office. And I said, sure, I'll come over. And I drove over. And I was so naive, I was thinking he was calling me to congratulate me on making my first Pro Bowl. And no, I went into his office. He sat me down and he said, Russell, I've been watching game films. And I don't like the way you play. He said, you're too aggressive. You're too out of control. You're trying to make the big play, and I'm going to have to change the way you play. And trust me, you'll be a better player in your 30s than you were in your 20s. And I think he was right. He did make me a better player because he made me think more.
He made you think more?
Yeah, because his theory was success is in the details. That was his mantra.
Well, you know, here you were, a guy who was recognized as an all-pro, and you know, you're a veteran. What made you buy into what Chuck Knoll was telling you?
Well, primarily because it just registered as the truth. You know, even though we promptly lost 13 straight games his first year, you'd think that we would be criticizing the coach. We didn't, because he always spoke the truth, and it was really important that he did so. And we learned so much from him. And then, of course, what happened that changed everything with the incredibly terrific drafts we had for the great players that came in, 9 Hall of Famers, and just an awesome amount of talent, and that changed everything.
We're talking with former Steeler Andy Russell about the passing of the great Chuck Knoll. We've been hearing, Andy, in the last few days since Chuck Knoll died, that we've been hearing people describe him more than anything else as a teacher. What made him such a good teacher?
Well, he was a very intense, concentrated guy who he wanted us to memorize the opponent's tendencies, to know what would to be able to expect and know what was going to happen by the opponent. And he also hired great assistant coaches who had us do things that I think were just almost unheard of. I remember seeing the great coach Bill Walsh in the San Francisco 49ers area, and I told him some of the things we were doing, and he was shocked. He was just amazed that we could be that complex and that technical and still play the game of football.
Chuck Knoll is the only coach ever to win four Super Bowls. He won over 200 games in all. Could Chuck Knoll have been as successful in today's NFL?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any difference between his coaching style would work here now. I mean, you know, it's that, but remember, we lost 13 straight games in 1969 with him as our coach. So obviously, the coach can't do it by himself. You know, you could have the greatest coach in the world, and if he doesn't have the talent on the team, it's not going to work. So you just can't get it done. But, you know, I think he could definitely be a great coach today.
And you played for, I think it was three different Steeler head coaches before Chuck Knoll arrived. So what were the things, in your opinion, that set him apart? Were they things you noticed immediately or that you recognize now looking back on it?
Well, he was just—he was a very unique guy. The way he spoke to you, the way he was one time I gave up a touchdown pass. It was a very unsettling moment in my career. I'd only gave up like three in my entire career, and I came off the field and I expected the coach Knoll to scream at me and, you know, yell at me and criticize me. He didn't say a word. He just smiled at me. Then I went down to the end of the bench, and I was pacing because I was so upset about what I had done, because I'd made a miscalculation as to what the opponent was going to do, and I had overreacted. And he walked down, and he stood next to me, and he said, Andy, he never called me Andy. You know, he usually called me Russell. He said, Andy, on that play where we gave up the touchdown, well, he didn't give it up. You know, I gave it up. He said, what was your thought process? You know, I looked at him. I said, you want to know my thought process? And he said, yes. And I told him, of course, why I anticipated what I had anticipated. And he knew that made a lot of sense. But he said, well, maybe they know how you think. And then he said, read your keys. You'll be better off. And he walked away. And as he walked away, I thought, that's a guy I want to play for. You know, he was respectful. He wasn't just screaming at me, but he was saying, "Be smarter."
Well, and this is another of those things that keeps coming up with Chuck Knoll: how even tempered he was, how he constantly maintained an even keel. So the question then is: did you ever see him get mad? And I mean, by getting mad, just completely lose it, like some coaches do.
Well, there was one time in a meeting where he was we were about to play the Raiders in a playoff game, and their coach had said when the two best teams play each other, it's going to be and Coach Knoll was upset because he had not included the Pittsburgh Steelers as being one of the great teams. And he started yelling and shouting, and he was really angry that the coach of the Raiders had not, you know, included us as one of the great teams. And then we ended up beating them that week.
Wow. We're talking with former Steelers linebacker Andy Russell, remembering the late Chuck Knoll, who passed away over the weekend. He is the longtime coach of the Steelers. He was there for 23 seasons from 1969 to 1991 and remains the only coach in NFL history to win four Super Bowls. What is your favorite memory of Chuck Knoll, Andy? As you look back on it, there were a lot of good times. You were involved in two of those Super Bowl victories yourself. What is your favorite memory of the man, of Chuck Knoll?
Well, I've already told some of my favorite stories about him. He was such an unusual styled coach. He was he had a great respect for his players, and he was always sympathetic when he made mistakes. But he also was teaching you, constantly teaching you to. I'll never forget, for example, he was the linebacker coach his first year, as well as the head coach. And he was lining me up against the tight end. He said, "Now, Andy, put your right foot 2 inches wider and 1 inch back." And I'm thinking, really, that's going to help? That's going to help me fend off a 6'4", 240-pound tight end? He said, "Yes, it will." And he was right.
How did that end up making a difference?
Well, it just made a difference. It made it more difficult for the tight end to hook me on what was one of their key plays, because I was more outside than I had been, and that fraction of a foot was significant enough to where you could beat him and get outside.
See, these are the stories, Andy, that give people like us who haven't played football at a high level insight into the genius of Chuck Knoll. As far as Chuck Knoll, the man, how should he be remembered, Andy?
Well, I love the guy. He was a wonderful mentor for all of us, and he was just a very special person, and we all respected him and loved him.
Andy Russell, who is a former Steeler linebacker, a member of two Super Bowl champions, talking about the late, great head coach of the Steelers, Chuck Knoll. Andy, I know it's a difficult time for members of the Steelers family. I thank you for making some time for us and sharing your memories with us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the call, Paul.
You're more than welcome. We were scheduled to bring you an interview from Piper's Pub talking about the World Cup, and we have run out of time, but we will reschedule that interview. The World Cup continues throughout this month and into July, in fact, so we'll have plenty of time to talk probably later in the week about the World Cup soccer scene in Pittsburgh. In the meantime, thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh, and if you missed any part of today's show, you can revisit a segment or go back to past segments at our website, WESA.FM. Tomorrow, we will talk about the 50th anniversary of the civil rights struggle and the summer of 1964. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.